This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Nathan Walden, attorney at law of the Schiller Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Walden, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on Ryan Burris, please note the following letter, period. Ryan is R-Y-A-N. Burris is B-U-R-R-I-S. On October 24th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. The patient is a 40-year-old male, height 6'2" tall, weight 230 pounds, period. The patient was involved in a work injury on or about May 7th, 2022, period. This occurred inside when he was fixing a machine. He injured his low back, period. He had a herniated disc, period. New paragraph. His low back pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is an intermittent and at times a constant pain, period. It is more intermittent by being worse with activity, period. It is a burning, stabbing, and aching type pain, period. It radiates and shoots down both legs to the toes, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. He was told that he had a herniated disc and had 5 injections, period. He also had physical therapy and medication, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that 6 days after the injury, he was seen at Nova Medical, which is a facility that treats job injuries, period. He had physical therapy as well as an MRI, period. He was later seen at BiOrtho Indy, and he had injections as well as physical therapy, period. Dr. Grigori did an impairment rating, period. He saw his family doctor, who referred him to a surgeon at Community East, who also recommended pain management, period. He was advised that he was not a surgical candidate at that time, but maybe in the future, period. He was seen by pain management, and he did have an EMG, period. He was advised that he had nerve damage and given medication as well as 2 injections, and he is still under the care of pain management present day, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems sitting over 1 hour, comma, standing over 2 hours, comma, sports such as basketball and football, comma, running, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sex, comma, sleep, comma, and driving in a car more than 45 minutes, period. New paragraph. Medications include medicines for this back condition as well as nerve medicine, comma, ibuprofen, comma, Lyrica, comma, Flexeril, comma, anti-inflammatories, comma, and Percocet as needed, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes the above medications as well as stretching exercises and a back brace, period. New paragraph. Past medical history denies. New paragraph. Past surgical history denies. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his low back in the past, period. The patient never had sciatic in the past, period. The patient has never had a herniated disc in the past, period. He did have a prior work injury around October of 2021 where his right shoulder was injured when he was pulling overhead. And he had a pop as well as treatment with an injection, and it did reoccur approximately 3 weeks prior to being seen by me, period. He has not had prior automobile accidents, period. New paragraph, occupation, is he works at PepsiCo Gatorade as a machine operator, period. He is presently working full-time with pain and occasionally needs aid from other workers. And he is presently doing a less physical job, period. New paragraph. I did review several medical records, would like to comment on some of the pertinent studies. Independent medical examination done November 30th, 2022 by Dr. Gregory. On physical examination, he noted a physiologic lumbar lordosis reversus with diminished lumbar flexion and extension, as well as a lateral bending and rotation diminished period. His impression is he had a work-related back injury May 17th, 2022, while he was torquing with a tool while working, period. He has an acute L4-L5 disc herniation with chronic degenerative changes at that level, period. And he states that the herniation was acute and related to the work injury, period. By him, he was given an impairment rating of 6% whole person, period. End of his report. I, Dr. Mandel, totally disagree with the impairment rating as he qualifies for a much higher rating, period. Records from Indiana Neurology and Pain Center, February 20th, 2023. This is a new consult. MRI reported disc protrusion at L4-5 with contact of the descending right L5 nerve root and possible contact of the descending left L5 nerve root, period. Plan was to start trial pain medicine, period. Records from Community Physician Network, Family Medicine, January 11th, 2023, complains of back pain with right leg sciatic pain, period. He has obtained MRI when was found to have a herniated disc, period. He went to physical therapy and got 3 injections in his back, but still has not achieved benefit, period. He was told to get a second opinion on the current recommendations of proceeding with surgery, period. Assessment was acute midline low back pain with right-sided sciatica. They referred him to a spinal center, period. Further review of the records, MRI showed disc protrusion at L4-5, which contacts the descending right L5 nerve root and possibly contacting the descending left L5 nerve root, period. Several physical therapy sessions and epidural steroid injections were ordered, period. EMG was done. Period. When he saw Dr. Cundy, C-U-N-D-I, on April 20th, 23, medication management and interventional therapy was planned through a course of current injection therapy, which included possible radiofrequency ablation, period. New paragraph. After reviewing all the medical records and performing an IME, I, Dr. Mandel, have found that all of his treatment as outlined above and for which he has sustained as it relates to the work injury of May 17, 2022, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils were equal reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles were intact, period. Examination of the cervical area was unremarkable with normal thyroid, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs were clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Thoracic examination was unremarkable, period. An examination of the lumbar area was abnormal, period. There was paravertebral muscle spasm present, period. There was loss of normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the lumbar area, period. There was diminished range of motion, period. Lumbar flexion was diminished by 26 degrees, comma, extension by 8 degrees, comma, side bending on the left decreased by 10 degrees, comma, and on the right by 12 degrees, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 68 degrees right and 70 degrees left, period. Neurological examination revealed diminished strength of the right great toe, period. There was a diminished sensation involving the right dorsal foot. There was a diminished right Achilles reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflexes were 2 over 4, period. The patient was unable to walk on his right tiptoes, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are lumbar trauma, comma, sprain, comma, pain, comma, radiculopathy, comma, and L4-L5 herniated nucleus pulposus contacting the nerve roots, period. The above diagnoses are directly caused by the work injury of May 17, 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment and impairment rating, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, referring you to Table 17-4, Class 2, the patient qualifies for a 12% whole body impairment, period. The basis for this 12% impairment rating is strictly and totally the work injury of May 17, 2022, period. As a patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to arthritis in the lumbar region, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need ongoing medications, including anti-inflammatories and the occasional narcotic Percocet at an estimated cost of $125 a month for the remainder of his life, period. Radio frequency ablation is probable at a cost of $2,000, period. The patient will probably need back surgery at an estimated cost of $135,000, period. This expense is all-inclusive of hospital, anesthesia, surgeon, and post-op physical therapy, period. A TENS unit costs $500, period. More back injections would probably be required at an expense of $1,800, period. A back brace would cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.